episode 751, Amended Heart.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac.
Good day, good day, happy day. It is a glorious morning. It's a great Monday. I don't know where you are in your life today, but I just want you to know that you are loved, that you have been prayed for today. I know sometimes we get up, we start our Monday mornings with the snooze button. We think we've got everything under control, and then we run into another obstacle, right? Well, welcome to the real world. And here, though, at Create Your Now, we're all about coming together, building a community around each other, lifting each other up. And that's what I pray for you, that you will be lifted up today and you will have a mended heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so excited that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding the simple in your everyday. We need to slow down sometimes, and that includes me, so I'll try and take a few deep breaths. But we do move so quickly, especially with what we know or what we think we know and how this world is to operate. But nothing hurts more than a broken heart, broken from events of this world. Yet you can have a mended heart filled with love and ready to beat again, ready to go out in the chaos of the world, not fearing the unknown, but being known. In order, though, for you to get to that point, it's important to understand that you're gonna go through some pain, maybe some emptiness, even loss. Sometimes the greatest pain and suffering comes to being pushed out where we don't wanna be. Have you ever had that? Have you experienced that in your life where you just really don't want to go back to that dark place? Or maybe you've tried things because you think that's the quick way. Well, we want the shortcuts, right? The more we have of whatever, our life will be better. You know, the more money, the more prestige, let's see, the more trophies, the more titles, the more children, the more square footage in our home, the more toys. You know, guys got to have their toys. The more of what is it for you? But is it really? Is that really what makes life better? What if you could achieve that big dream? Would it make you happy? Would your heart be singing and on fire? Yeah, maybe for a little while. You got to say that when you win something, you've achieved that job promotion. Oh, it feels good. You finished that goal of going back to school and you finally got that degree. Stamped master, stamped doctor. Yes. But how long does it really last? Do more troubles come your way eventually? Or is life just peachy king from there on out? Well, again, maybe for a little while. Sometimes we catch ourselves listening to the commentators of this world saying, if you do this, this is going to make your life better. How many times have you been chasing those shiny objects? You don't just have to be building a business to chase those shiny objects. Look at commercials. That's what they're asking us to do. They're throwing things in front of us every single time saying, you got to have this, you got to do this, you got to go here, you got to listen to this, you got to watch this. Oh, wait, have you tried this? Have you tried this? Are you listening to the creator of the world, God? You see, a mended heart does not come from your own works. No matter how hard you try to bury the past, only God can take the ashes, your leftovers, your brokenness, your hurt, and turn it into beautiful things. In order to have a mended heart, you must release your defects and defaults to God. That means you gotta let go. Let it all go. You are no longer in control. And that makes us all a little nervous, doesn't it? Whether you're a perfectionist, whether you're type A, I don't care where you're floating on the DISC chart, whatever personality trait test you've taken that says you are this, we still like control. We want to know that we did this, that I made this happen. I got my degree. I had this child. I gave birth. I made the money to buy this home. But is that really true? Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. That's Matthew 5, 6 from the Beatitudes. How do we walk in his greatness, which in turn is our greatness? You see, we've been chatting a lot about hearts, haven't we? Connecting the mind, the heart, the mouth, all of it together. It's important because here, when you're sitting here looking at creating your now, your lifestyle here on earth, you're ultimately trying to create God's picture of what he sees for you. Now, I know that may be a little far-fetched for some of our brains to comprehend because of our earthly logic. I get that. I sit down sometimes and life stands still and I sit and I go, Lord, why is this? Why can't we understand from your perspective? But we don't have his eyes, or we choose not to have his eyes. We choose to do things our way with maybe a divided heart. You see, we've been chatting about that, haven't we? Episode 743, if you haven't listened to it, you want to go back. I'll have it in the show notes. Ready when you are. God is standing there with open arms saying, here I am. But I can't do it until you're ready too. That means you, right now. Are you ready? You're not made to do the journey on your own. I'm here for you too. Then we've got that divided heart that really needs to be what? Undivided. That's episode 744. I'll have the link in the show notes. But we talk there about the choose, the truth, believe, and take aim. Are you operating under your control? Only of what you want, what you aspire to. Getting things kind of all messed up. We do that so well. I do it very well. I screw up God's plan all the time. I did it for years upon years. Somehow, though, every time I tried to screw it up, he made beauty out of my ashes. And I praise him for that. But he kept throwing down these flags going, Christiane, listen to me. Here I am, ready when you are. Why are you sitting here thinking that this is what you're supposed to do? There are great expectations, but I have expectations for you. Then it's understanding and accepting that we are flawed individuals. Oh, I know, sound the alarms, right? We can't be flawed. We're perfect. I look awesome. This body is amazing. My hair, it couldn't be prettier. My eyes, the perfect color. I've got the most beautiful legs ever, and I stand so tall. I could do anything. Yeah, that's how you feel every single day, isn't it? No, it's not. But we pretend to. We have that masquerade ball. We think that everything's right. Everything's perfect. From the way we look and the way we present ourselves to others versus actually seeing it in God's reflection. We have to be understanding and accepting that we're flawed. And guess what? It's okay. Don't cry over spilt milk. We all are messed up. Let's celebrate it. I mean, seriously. Because if we begin to get ourselves wrapped up in our flaws, you're never going to reach an mended heart. An mended heart only God can give, because a mended heart is God's heart. After after we release the defects and defaults to God, we begin to find our life's rhythm. We begin to get moving. We really begin to like feel like we are on fire. Our heart begins beating again louder. Clarity happens. Confidence is gained. And you're saying, yeah, this is awesome sauce. This is what every day should feel like. But it doesn't come easy. It takes work. But it's not of our work. However, though, it does require us to do work. Now you're like, now that's confusing. I know it's confusing. We are not brought into heaven because of our work. But God expects us to do his work here on earth. And in order to do that, we have to understand the KISS, the keep it simple strategy. You need to take the road less traveled, surrendered. It's easy for us to want things our way. The temper tantrums that we throw, you know, hey, listen to me. I've got all the answers. You're wrong. I mean, think about it. Do we throw those on social media? Oh, yes, we do. Have you read social media lately? Have you listened and turned on your TV? I don't care if you're getting the news online, if you're getting it through internet or through cable, etc. Have you listened to what's going on there? Everybody's trying to control everybody. Everybody's trying to be louder than the other person. Instead, a mended heart takes the road less traveled. That narrow path. It's easy to go in the path that, oh, everybody's going, right? We follow along. We won't get lost. We can hide amongst everybody else. But the road less traveled, that narrow path, the one that God has created for us and for you alone, yeah, that's tough. And we have to do it surrendered. So what does that look like? Well, number one, you have to watch. Watch your mouth. Discipline your tongue. Be slow to speak. Yeah, remember those temper tantrums? Uh-huh. Talk about a woman who's got a big mouth. I do. I don't need a microphone. I have proven that. Stage after stage. Speaking in front of people. And I tell the audio and visual control person in the back, I'm like, you got to understand, I've got a really big mouth. And they look at me thinking, I mean, like physically, maybe physically I can, right? Because I told you already, I can stick my fist in my mouth. That's for another episode. But what we do have here is, yeah, I project. And that's awesome. Because when I'm supposed to be heard, that's fantastic. But many a times, I need to turn my volume down. And I need to watch my mouth. I need to discipline my tongue. And I need to be slow to speak. Number two, you got to listen. You got to be quick to listen. Understand and know. Dig deeper. Listen to the other side, the ones who are being loud and obnoxious. Just because they are doesn't mean you have to be. Be respectful. So be quick to listen. Number three, carry. You have to carry each other. Come beside one another. Don't be so quick to judge. Yeah, that girl walking down the street and you say, oh, well, what do you think she's wearing? Oh, she's all up in her up. She's thinking she's all this and that. Really? Carry each other. Maybe if you were to understand her perspective, maybe she is suffering from self-esteem, and the only thing she can do is feel like she needs to dress to the nines, and that's the only way to make herself feel good. When in reality, we know that that's just a temporary fix. But we don't know that until we what? Come beside one another. Carry each other. Number four, break. Break the patterns of old and embrace God's changes. Those New Year's resolutions aren't going to happen because of you. You have got to embrace God's changes. And you know what? They're going to be tough. I know, been there doing that. And sometimes, oh, I have a real conversation with God. He always wins, though. I'm not keeping score, but he always wins. But at least it's a conversation. And he then points out to me the direction as to why I need to go this way. He helps me understand, and he drops those little pebbles saying, here, this is the way, my child. Break the patterns of old and embrace God's changes. And number five, speak. Speak with love and be the light that shines. We are so quick to speak with condemnation. We're so quick to speak out of hatred. What would happen when you turn the tables and speak with love and be the light? And that doesn't mean that we all have to agree on everything, because I know surely we are not going to. But if you're going to take the road less traveled, this is the beginning of finding life's rhythm to a mended heart. God's heart. But it's up to you. Are you willing to take the lead and say, Lord, I am ready. I'm here. Christiane, I'm here. And I am too. I am here for you. Maybe you don't know where to turn. You've never worked with a coach. You are totally consumed by chaos even. You're struggling. And right now, it's like, I don't even know where I'm at. I get up in the morning, Christiane, and I just make it through the day. I don't even know my own feelings. I have numbed myself except to know that I just do the actions. I just get through the day so I can put my head back on the pillow. Maybe you're one who is needing more definition in your life, more structure, more strategy. You feel a little bit kind of crazy, so to speak. In a good way, crazy. I know I've been there. Five children will do that to you. I'm here for you. Click on the link, take aim. That begins a conversation. I promise you, what you're listening to here, I'm as real as you can get. And maybe one of these days we'll do a live kind of chat where we have people who have come on with me personally, because it's confidential. You talk to me, it doesn't go any further than my ears. Okay, I take that back. It goes to God because I pray about it. I can't say that, right? I mean, I can say that. So I've got to be honest with you. So now I do take it to God and I do pray for you. And it doesn't just stop at the conversation that we have the one time. I continually pray for you. I put you on my prayer calendar. I follow up with you. I care about you. The question is, do you want that mended heart? Are you ready to take that step? It is scary, but I promise you, it is so well worth it. You see, this is how you find the rhythm of a mended heart, God's heart. Be who you are right where you are, where God has planted you. When you work out of God's toolbox, nothing is impossible. My prayer for you is that the Lord can have all of you, every part of your world, that he will take your life and breathe on your heart, which is now his amended heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.